If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, women need an answer once and for all. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I have learned that men check on this. Men touch this part of their body on average 7 times a day. That's on average. Mm-hmm. So there are many men who do it way more than 7 times a day. Apparently, men need to check and physically touch what is going on in their pants 7 times a day.
What?
Touch their, I'm going to say it one time only, testicles. Seven times a day.
Specifically that region.
And I think we've all seen it happen before. We do. We see it happen in the workplace, in public, whatever, at home with our husbands or our boyfriends. But once and for all, I didn't realize it was happening this often. Can you please tell us what you're doing? What are you doing? When you need to, like, are you making sure they're still there?
Well, first thing is, I'm checking to see, has it gotten any bigger? No? Okay, good. But I'm, there's a whole ecosystem that goes on down there.
An ecosystem.
Yes.
Okay.
There's humidity. There's, discomfort. You've got layers down there. There's a lot going on. It has a life of its own, and you just have to sort of.
You're readjusting things?
Definitely. Well,
that's what I was wondering. Do you mean like readjusting? Because
I don't know. All I know is they're touching it 7 times a day on average.
Oh, well, I would say that's low. I would say.
Oh, really? God.
I've probably readjusted 4 or 5 times already today.
Our producer Rob just looked at you like you have 12 heads when you said that's a low number. And look. Part of me is like, do what you got to do. Boys will be boys. And I don't generally find it super offensive. And if something's uncomfortable, we're human beings. I'm like, make yourself comfortable. But that doesn't mean I totally get it. And I really do have so many questions. First of all, what about there being a place and a time for this kind of readjustment?
It's an impulse. Like if you're struck with a bit of like uncomfortableness, then you just have to, tend to it right away. There's no delaying this.
You can't excuse yourself and go to the washroom.
No.
Okay, this question is specifically directed towards Sam because I see this happen all the time.
Boy.
Do you forget that when you're making eye contact with me or anyone else, thanks to our peripheral vision, we can still see what your hands are doing like below the waist?
I'm hoping that the eye contact sort of is enough to distract you, but clearly it isn't.
It is not.
I want to let you guys in on a secret. Every guy thinks that they can, get away with adjusting without anybody else noticing.
And I'm here to spoil that for you. Well,
it doesn't
not the
matter.
Truth at all.
Still, guys think they can do it.
My last question, do you know that if you make the adjustment super quickly, we can still see it? Like, you're not tricking us into thinking you're doing something else. I see that quick. Like, they'll make this real quick jerk, and I'm like, dude, I know what you just did.
No, every guy has a move. Every guy has a secret move that works for them when it comes to readjusting. And they've practiced that over the years. So when you say that you can see it, that's like a bomb.
I'm trying to master the art of readjusting without hands. And
that's a very hands.
Yeah. hands up here.
I will say that there are men who are better at this than others.
Oh, for sure.
Like there are some I see, I'm like, oh, nobody taught you. Like
they've practiced. Those guys have practiced.
It'll be all ages, but it seems like there's a bit of immaturity there when I see guys who genuinely cannot control it and are doing it all the time. And like I said, they think they're tricking me. They close their eyes. They're like, she can't see me right now. I'm going to do it real quick.
Can I make a comparison though? I mean, women adjusting their bras. How many times would you say you do that a day?
How many times have you seen me adjust my bra? Yeah.
I don't remember these things, but maybe I'll start paying more attention.
I'm doing it, I'm just better at it.
Okay, yes, that's
apparently. I know you feel me though, right? You can text us at 92925. By the way, and this is very serious, and I want to mention it. Not enough men do go to the doctor though to get
very
things
important.
Checked out when something is a little wrong in that area.
Right.
So I would definitely encourage that more,
more
often for sure. But as far as constantly needing to readjust yourself every day and touch what's going on down there, an average of 7 times a day. We learned with Andy it's about 58. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. What are people saying on the text line?
Well, first of all, Margaret has a term for this. It's called playing pocket pool.
Oh,
which I didn't really know was a thing, but I guess it makes sense.
Okay. That's one way to put it.
Yeah. Speaking of pockets, this text says this is why pockets were created. Still it doesn't hide it. It doesn't mask it. People can see you playing in your pockets.
With him.
Yeah.
Nermeen said, as a mother of boys, it's a natural instinct they're born with. I think I agree to like a certain extent. And that's why I said it really doesn't offend me. And I don't want people to be uncomfortable. Like, fix yourself. That's fine. But I think we have to learn when and where is appropriate.
It's like your inside voice. I mean, these are the types of things that guys do all the time when they're home alone, when no one's watching. So I guess in public, sometimes that filter can get a little...
goes away.
Yeah, forget.
All right, we've got Victoria on the phone right now. Now, Victoria, someone who did this everywhere all of the time, right? It was pretty scarring.
It was horrible. And it's to the point that it's a vivid memory.
With who?
It was a boss.
A
Okay. And he would do it when he was sitting at his desk. He would do it when he was standing talking to you. He would do it in the hall. And it was like a full adjustment here. Like, it wasn't just a correction. I called it a correction. But
nobody made him aware?
No, but everybody talked about it. Everybody knew because everyone was like, wow, that was awkward.
It's a running gag.
It's brutal. Like, I always wonder, I'm like, do you think I can't see you right now? Like, I don't understand.
But honestly, I can't even think of like other men that I see doing it. It's just this one person that stands out in my brain.
Right. And he scarred you.
He ruins it for the rest of us.
That's not true.
Well, that's it. Like, I don't feel like I really notice other men doing it per se. Oh, occasionally, I mean, but
you should spend
spend
a few hours
experience
with these two guys.
Hey. We're very subtle about it.
They think they're subtle.
I think he thought he was subtle.
That's it. That's a surprising part of it. Like, I'm genuine. Like, he thinks he's tricking me right now. I don't get it.
No, there's no trickery.
There's no trickery at all. Victoria, thank you so much for sharing that story, and I'm sorry that happened to you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you. You know, it kind of reminds me of a lot of the babies in my family, including my godson, who's like 3 years old, almost 3 years old. He's at the point right now where when he needs to use the washroom and he still wears a diaper, he has to go hide, but we can still see him. Aww. And he crouches down. And I'm like, Wilder, we see what you're doing. We know what's going on.
But
and
he has good intent.
He does. I feel like that's what I want to say to these men. Like, I know what you're doing right now.
Our intentions are good.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you be upset if your husband or boyfriend did this for one of your friends? You can text us this morning at 92925. So a woman shared what she thought was a really sweet gesture by her boyfriend online. Next thing you know, she's getting like thousands of messages from people saying how they think that her boyfriend is obviously cheating on her, how they'd be so mad if their partner did this. Wow. So you're probably thinking, what did he do? That was so wrong. What did he do? That was so bad. I actually think what he did was really sweet. He bought one of her best friends flowers. So her best friend had been cheated on by her boyfriend. She was going through a tough time and he wanted to cheer her up. Next thing you know, these tweets, somebody said, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. That was retweeted over 16,000 times. People agreeing with that. They'd never let their boyfriend do that. This one said, that's sweet, but who's going to buy flowers when they end up hooking up? Who's going to buy you flowers? I'm like, oh my gosh. And I immediately thought this was just like the sweetest gesture.
I'll share a little secret with you.
Oh God.
Great.
Men only give flowers to women that are not their moms, either when they're trying to get with that person or whether they're trying to keep that person.
No. You cannot speak for all men like that. That is not fair.
I very rarely give blanket statements, but I can safely say I have never, ever thought about getting flowers to any other woman that I wasn't romantically involved with, that I didn't have any sort of interest in. Never. It has never even crossed my mind.
Andy, really? If I were you, I'd be mad about that. He's talking about you.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would ever do that either, but I don't think there's... for me, it's sketchy that he went in on his own to get the flowers. I don't know if there was an ulterior motive that he wants to be with this girl. I think he probably should have included his girlfriend in on the flowers.
A full disclosure, he did ask his girlfriend before he did it.
Oh, he did?
He did. He asked her.
Because he was scared of getting busted if she found out.
Oh, my God.
He went behind her back.
Even if he hadn't asked, I wouldn't think anything out of it. Truthfully, this is one of the most important things for me in a relationship, is how he treats the people that I love. Mm-hmm. My best friend in Toronto, every time I leave, her husband gives me a kiss on the cheek and he tells me he loves me. Are you telling me that means he wants to get with me?
No. Flowers are different. Flowers imply a little bit of a bit of romance. Of the million things you can get for someone to cheer them up, I just think flowers are sending the wrong message.
I think, Sam, your whole situation, if you can let us know what you think about that. You can text us at 92925. I don't agree with that theory. I don't think it's fair to a lot of just like honest, good men who like to do nice things to make other people happy. They exist. And I also think that being upset about this in a relationship as a woman would be a sign of major insecurity, right? If your husband or boyfriend never bought you flowers or never showed that sort of romantic interest in you, but was showing it in a friend and then bought them flowers, sure, you'd be upset. Mm-hmm. And that's warranted insecurity, right? Like, you should probably dump him. If this were date him or dump him, I'd say dump him. If he's mean to you and buying your friends flowers all the time.
What if he didn't tell you that he was going to, let's say it was your boyfriend, and he got your best friend flowers, but he didn't tell you about it?
I'm okay with that, because I know who he is. I know his heart. Like, I know he's the type of person, I wouldn't expect him to need to run that by me, because I would want to be more secure than that. If he's a nice guy who genuinely cares about other people and I feel happy and loved in my relationship, I think being upset would be a very unwarranted, jealous type of insecurity that I wouldn't want anywhere near me. I would want a guy who did that kind of thing for my friends. I really would.
And then in 2 weeks, you find out that he buys another girl flowers that he's friends with just because it's a nice gesture. I mean, at what point does it become like, okay,
it's his move.
Yeah. No, you're missing the point that these are good guys. So they're not trying to find shady ways to like maneuver around it.
Yeah.
Keep in mind too, I've also been the third wheel in a relationship and I'm so appreciative of my friends' boyfriends when they sort of like are including me and are very aware of that. It feels really nice. This is the type of guy I'm looking for. If that is you, text me at 929. No, I'm kidding.
Send Nikki flowers.
I just don't think that flowers are the first thing that comes to mind as a gift that I would get to anyone my platonic.
That's not exactly what you said either. You said anybody who bought any man who buys a woman flowers.
That's not their mom is either trying to get with that person or is trying to keep that person.
Somebody texted, I 100% agree with the girl because most guys that think like the guys you were talking with, that means you, Sam, say this kind of stuff because that's what they would do and they don't understand that guys can be good. I kind of agree with it. Not to say you're a bad guy, but this is just what you would do. But I really want to stand up for the guys who do these nice things for no reason.
It's a fine line, though. We got a text that says, good morning, guys. As long as they weren't roses, I'd be fine. So now we're like, you know, we're finicky over the types of flowers you get because if you send the wrong flowers, all of a sudden that means, you know.
Seriously?
Red roses do mean something, I guess.
There you go.
They're just a species of a plant.
This text says, all in caps, red flag. I would be happy that my boyfriend is there for my friend, but he would never give flowers to her, and I don't even have to be worried about that. Give flowers if she's in the hospital, and even then, he would never do it. It's not a jealousy act. It's just you don't give flowers to another woman unless it's for illness or death.
I don't know.
It's dark.
I don't know. Sandy, what do you think of this guy buying flowers for his girlfriend's best friend?
Oh my God, never.
No,
I would never allow it.
You would never allow that? Seriously?
Yeah, because you should be the only important lady in the guy's life. So, you know, I wouldn't want that, no.
But don't you want the people, like, I want the people that I love to also be important to him.
Yeah, I know, but flowers, no. He can do anything else but not flowers, you know, like, no.
Get him a gift card. Tim Hortons, Best Buy, something.
Oh, I mean, exactly.
He doesn't have to be flowers.
Exactly. Anything else but flowers. Flowers should be for the one that you know, like your special person. That's it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's not underwear. It's not lingerie. Yeah.
why don't you throw some chocolates in with those flowers too while you're at
it? That'd be nice. Everyone loves chocolates.
Everybody does love chocolates.
Yeah, Laura Secord.
All right.
Is it a trust issue with your boyfriend or your husband, or is it a trust issue with your best friend?
No, it's just like I would want to feel special if you get, you know, like anyone flowers, and you know, it's not, you don't feel as special, you know?
Chocolates without flowers. Is that?
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. A gift card would be perfect.
Oh, a gift card. Okay. It's that is specifically flowers. I'm so confused.
It's not a gift card for flowers.
So confused.
Yeah, or that could be too. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, Sandy, thank you so much for listening and chatting with us this morning.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. This is pretty much split down this middle on our text line.
Surprisingly, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably, I don't know, 60-40 in your favor, Nikki, but it's pretty close.
I think one last thing I need to say, Sam, is I think like your views on this are a little outdated. I find you calling you my grandfather often.
Because
we're not in a time anymore where guys like knocked on a woman's door with flowers and said, can I please court you? Come out with me. Like when guys want to hook up with you now, they send you an inappropriate DM and I have 300 of them to prove that to you. Not one of those guys has come around bringing me flowers. It's not really the way that dating works anymore. I don't think it's necessarily like the same symbol as it was back in your day.
All the more reason to stand out in a crowd. I mean, it can't hurt. Flowers are always a nice touch.
I still think you're really wrong. I'm going to stand by that one.
Well,
and
half of Montreal agrees with me.
40%. And I'm still looking for a guy who would do something sweet like this for the people I love in my life and my friends.
He's out there somewhere.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
I've got a 2-minute cure for crankiness. How do you know when someone is cranky?
Well, I can tell you when I know I'm cranky.
Okay, how do we, we know when you're cranky,
yeah, we
too.
All do.
Don't we?
I huff and I puff.
And do the huff and the puff.
I do.
I blow that house down.
Yeah, and all my moves are exaggerated. I'll put down my phone and be like, oh. You know, and I'll start pacing back and forth and just the looks, like rolling the eyes and the sighs, and I make it very apparent.
Pleasant. He's basically a 13-year-old girl when he's cranky, is what he's saying.
We're all children when we're cranky.
Wow.
Are you any better?
Andy?
Do you want to know how I express my crankiness?
Okay, tell us how you,
I act like a baby too. I kind of just get silent, actually. I'll give you one-word answers. I'll sit there all sullen with my arms crossed.
Shut down.
And I'll have a miserable look on my face.
Now, what about Kelly, your wife? When you go home, how do you know she's cranky?
It's the one-word answer. She's talkative. She loves to talk. So when she's not talking, something's bad. Silence is not gold. Silence is bad in our household.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. For me, Josie will just find anything to complain about, anything that's wrong, and everything that comes out of her mouth is just negative. She's like looking for things to pick on.
Okay.
And when I know she's in that mood, I just ignore her.
Okay.
It's the best way to deal with it.
I'm so scared to ask how you know if I'm cranky.
Well, I know.
How?
When Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, yeah, that's usually that'll
when
do it.
Your mood's all off. I mean,
isn't Mercury in retrograde right now? Or
it
was
is in retrograde right now. It is in retrograde right now. I'm in a great mood, but I do. I pay attention to the astrology. Absolutely.
You're affected.
Okay, so this is one way. They say you can actually cure your crankiness in only 2 minutes. So you could use this on yourself, or maybe actually don't. I was going to say if your significant other is in a bad mood, suggest they do it. It's probably not what they want to hear
from
you.
Ask for permission, maybe?
No, lead by example, I would say. So you do this, and maybe it'll catch on. They said if you're cranky, try this. Take 2 minutes to firmly massage your ears. You start at the highest point and slowly work down to the lobes. They had said that they did a study and they found that this will help you. It's scientifically proven. It'll help you feel 45% calmer and cheerier for 90 minutes. 90 minutes.
Wow.
I massage my ears regularly. Do you guys ever?
I've never.
It is one of the greatest deeds you can do to yourself.
The greatest deeds.
Greatest deed. It feels so good. There
really?
Are so many muscles and cartilage and everything happening around the ear that if you just take the time, and I know like you can't do it in public because you're going to be that weird person that's playing with their ears.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, close your eyes and play with your ears.
You're basically like stimulating acupressure points and it encourages the release of mood elevating endorphins. So similar to endorphins being released while we're exercising or whatever, but you could do this in the bathroom at work or whatever.
Nice.
It's helpful, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So I will go through the top three cranky astrological signs, okay? Top three.
All right.
In at number three, Scorpio.
Oh, that's me.
Anybody know Scorpio?
No, nobody. At least I'm not number two or one.
There were a lot of guesses for Scorpio on our text line too, weren't there?
There was. This text says, Scorpio, I am one and I get on my own nerves.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. So the thing about Scorpios is they feel things very passionately and their moods reflect that intensity. So one thing that is true about them is they can't hide when they're in a bad mood. When something is off on Andy, no matter if, even if he's not saying a word, it is written all over his face in his energy. In every part of him.
So you guys know when I'm in a bad mood?
Yes, we can tell.
I thought I hit it well.
No, not nearly as well as you'd like to think. In at number two, Pisces. Again, a lot of guesses for Pisces.
Yeah, a lot of texts for, last text we got, Pisces. We're very moody. Not there.
Speaking for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom's actually a Pisces. And the thing with Pisces is they're very sensitive and it can alter their mood in a flash. Like the littlest thing and they kind of can start spiraling into that cranky mood. Sometimes it doesn't matter how big or small the issue is. It's just, you tread carefully.
Care to bring up an example? Has something happened recently? Are you
with my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, how long do you have? My mom's actually so sweet and she's so kind. You've met her. We talk to her all the time. But like I said, like something very small and negative can really change for her very quickly. She's very sensitive to those things. Sweet soul, though.
Yeah.
Sweet soul. Okay, what was the most popular answer on our text line at 92925? The most common astrological sign that people guessed is the crankiest.
You're looking at him. It's Cancer.
It's Cancer, and that's what like 85% of the texts say.
I don't know. Is that blatant? Is it obvious? Am I that moody to you guys?
You're moody.
Okay.
He's a moody guy.
I mean, my girlfriend thinks I'm pretty much bipolar. The mood swings I go through throughout the day, and they feel normal to me. It's just little things do set me off, I guess, similar to Pisces. But my highs are matched by my lows and vice versa. And, you know, isn't it part of the ebb and flow of living?
Hey, whatever works for you. But I would like to say my grandmother is actually Cancer too, and I have a couple of best friends who are Cancers also. The good thing, Cancers are very sensitive also, and their bad moods can happen quickly and they can lash off. One thing that's very interesting about Cancers though is they really never sort of intend for that energy to hurt other people.
Exactly.
You don't. Okay. But you do still. Like sometimes sometimes you do inadvertently, but it never really like turns into them trying to, you know how they say misery loves company?
Yeah.
I found that Cancers don't subscribe to that.
Right.
They're like, let me alone in my misery.
They
stay outside of it.
I mean, our horoscope sign is a crab. Like, what do you expect from us? Like, seriously.
Where's Gemini on this, by the way?
No, don't see it anywhere. Gemini would be somewhere in the middle of the pack. I am a Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
The thing is, the reason that Cancers and Pisces and Scorpios are considered moody is because things can change so quickly, but Geminis are very, change quickly all the time anyway. You know what I mean?
So you're used to it.
Not that we're used to it, it's just not that big of a contrast when I do get cranky. It's not out of the ordinary necessarily. Like some, you know, Geminis are very difficult.
Is arrogance part of being a Gemini too and rubbing other people's faces like Cancers?
You're the most arrogant. Are you kidding me? No, Gemini, I'd say like they're middle of the pack. Middle of the pack, probably.
Fair enough.
On the crankiness level, exactly. Not as bad as Sam, not as bad as Andy. Maybe I'm crankier than Kim Kieran's once in a while. I don't know.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.